Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Yeah. You damn rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Lady Libra.
USA, it's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. And guess what? Somebody just emailed me and told me I was a beautiful nightmare. I'm like, you motherfucking late and you wrote up. Don't play with me. I got L riding in, checking in with me this early in the show. What's going on, L?
Girl, don't write me up. I'm in some McDonald's real quick.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Get Allie with that thing, girl. Get Allie with that thing.
How
are
you?
Hey, L, I got a story about that. You know, since we get Allie with it on here, you know, I just say whatever the fuck I say. We eat, drink, smoke, fuck, suck, dick. We do the whole now on the show, and now you eat McDonald's.
Yeah, I know. I know. They better
so we
done
got Allie with that thing. But I'm going to say this ain't my first time getting Allie with that thing, because when I was, an older teenager in my prime of my teens, you know, I was fucking with this dude. And it was just funny because, you know what I'm saying, when he first started messing with me, I'll be running and wouldn't be still and, you know what I'm saying, just carrying on like a little punk bitch, you know, because I was. So, okay, after fucking with him for a while, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, it's going, I'm calling myself in puppy love with him, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I was, you know what I'm saying, just in puppy love. So he did not come over there one day. You know, anytime we saw each other, sometimes I knew we was going to fuck, sometimes he was just like, you know, he just came to see me. I ain't going to make a long drawn out. But then one time, he was like, give me some of that pussy. I heard him jumped up on the bed. The way he stood there, he said, damn, baby. I'm like, what? You done got Allie with that pussy, ain't you?
Hey, girl.
Oh, shit. He said, you done got Allie with that pussy. Shouts out to Scooby. Every motherfucker that listening here saying, I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, well, I'm glad you did.
I know.
Hey, Lady Libra just didn't motherfucking happen. I was born this way. Yeah. L, did you just happen? Or did you come here as L?
Oh, I came as L, baby. All the way.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Welcome Dr. L into the building. She been fucking with High Top Radio for a little over a month now. So y'all know how Lady Libra do it. You know, once I see that you down, and then you got something to offer, and then you sexy, and then you smart. When you like a super bitch, you know, beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Y'all hoes better go join that page and become a super bitch.
Well, girl, I'm going to put me some pics up. I finally got me some pics worth putting up on the super bitch page.
Y'all welcome to do super bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on it, as usual. You don't like it, don't listen, because I'm on it. I'm on it. You know I'm on it. So I'm not responsible for anything that I say tonight. If it just happened, I'm not going to call no name because I trained my tongue not to give nobody no motherfucking publicity. The only name going to be called on this motherfucker is Dr. L, Dr. Swerve, Dr. Sweet, Dr. Juicy, and Dr. Lady Libra. Everybody else, oh no. So, you know, if I happen to cuss your ass the fuck out and make you feel like nothing, don't hold it against me. I was just being myself. Oh, yeah, they going to come after me. They going to come after me. L, our names are protected to protect Anderson. I mean, are hidden to protect Anderson.
Okay.
That's why I don't want them to know your real name, because the way I be carrying on, it's a folk looking for me right now.
I got them too. See them too. Them bad boys by me, honey. And I'm like looking on my Uber Twitter, honey, trying to see who tween them in. They talking about me. I kid you not. So I know,
honey. What the hell? So you mean to tell me they're going to really be snapping at you knowing that you on High Side Radio, right?
Oh, honey. I really think
that's what it's all about, to be honest.
My pastor called me a heathen. Now, how the heck my pastor find out I'm on some Hot Top Radio? Shit! He told me, repent. He didn't repent. I kid you not. It's all right,
you know what?
It's all right.
I'm just sitting here shocked and appalled and appalled and shocked.
I know. Right. Emergency right now.
I gotta go. I'm out of here. Girl, High Top Radio is off the motherfucking chain. I'm sorry, it's so ridiculous that people are like, when we do serious topics, they absolutely like, yeah, right. When they finish flipping the shit, it's gonna be on some whole other space age type shit.
Right.
I can put on now to rock about baby. And people, they're going to be like, don't trust that shit. If you don't want to go listen, it'll be rocking some dicks and dropping on pussies. And it'll be just, oh, my goodness. Y'all have to scare me. I get alley with that thing. As my first boyfriend said, you got alley with that pussy. That's, hey, you thought I had alley with that pussy back then? Nigga, you ain't seen me now. Okay, let me do my birthdays while I get rolled up. Shout out to Showstopper. Oh, okay. So, Facebook, D. Pennington, Demetrius Roberts, Kilo Cole, my dog, that's Eureka brother over there. In Texas, it's going down. Shout out to Joshua Hinton over there. Okay, let me go back to the birthdays. Monty Williams, Raphael Jones, Willie been there, don't that. Wait a minute. Been there, done that. Okay. So, Willie been there, done that, Franklin. Okay. Anyway, hold on, because sometimes this shit be tripping me the fuck out. I mean, some stuff I just don't understand. But hi, y'all.
Yeah.
From Tag, we got Fresh D, G Dean, Jared K, Marco G, Sean, nigga named Ro. Okay. So Terrell, a.k.a. Hayes. Happy birthday. Comes from me, but the song comes from that dazzling diva, Marilyn T. Cliff. Wait a minute. Somebody got their hand up already. We just doing birthdays. Hell, somebody has wrote the fuck up. But, you know, how you going to put your damn hand up in the middle of my birthdays?
That's
I'm talking about, I'm going to pull your ass into a private room and deal with you. Because when I'm doing my birthday, because I'm a birthday chick, I believe in wishing everybody a happy damn birthday. Hell, that's the day you became fucking human. I mean, you know, and decided to damn breathe and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Happy birthday to the ladies. Candice, God Has Me Eternal, Jasmine Pow Wow Johnson. And happy birthday to my homegirl, Von Sheikha. Her birthday was Friday, but we don't go on Friday. So because she my dog, shout out to that Scorpio Von. He put me up on Much Game. You know, I have a lot of doctors that I, you know, interact with to get solutions to some of these situations. And Vaughn is one of them. So happy birthday from that fine-ass nigga Showstopper. Yeah, because, see, I believe when, you know, when you, like, people on our level, you born every day. Every day you wake up, you reborn.
I've been born again. All right.
So every day is your birthday.
Hey, my birthday. Thank you.
We got Juicin' unchecked in. What's going on, Juicin'?
Hey, Lady Lisa.
Hey, you woke? Oh, no, you high. Excuse me. Y'all got to excuse us on here. We, you know, I mean... Hell, it's Separation Sunday. Fuck that shit.
Okay.
It's Separation Sunday. HTR is thanked every day that we air. But guess what, y'all? The pleasure is all ours. We do care. Our style, at times, can knock you off your motherfucking feet. And other times, it keeps you glued to your seat. Reality at its best, and please believe it, we outshine the rest, and I hope y'all know. Now, I got a question. switchboard and lit the fuck up. Let me, you know, get in with the topics. Okay. Definition, separate. Separate, separate, however y'all, tomato, tomato, pussy, pussy, whatever the fuck, however, you know, it is what it is. Now, to go in different directions. Two, to stop living together without a divorce. Three, to set apart intersections or groups. Divide. Four, to keep apart by being between. Oh, shit. You know, sometimes I don't realize the damage that I do until I'm high. Because that right there, them definitions right there. Boy, I'm tonight, it finna get alley with that thing on here. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm finna be in the run-out class. Okay. Did you recently separate from something or someone and it hurt more than you thought it would? Are you about to separate from someone and you're trying to stay strong but can't? Did you separate from someone and then realize that it was a mistake? Did a separation save your life? The topics can go on for motherfucking ever. We only have 2 hours, so let's make every fucking minute count before we separate until the next show. Ride or die. Let's go. Now, y'all know I gotta always pay reverence where reverence is due. The pimps are on the line and it's almost their time. But you know what? When the super bitch is here, ain't no reason to have no fear. What y'all think? That's what Lefty said. Shout out to them super bitches.
Yo. What did you say your bitch bad? What you shooting at the gun range?
Well, I got a super bitch.
What a school like?
Now she done watched me break my wig down so many times. She'll probably bust a bee down and roll it like mine. Bet she could take my bomb and bag it up like I do it. Bomb brains like a white girl, but got a ghetto booty. She my getaway driver. When I make pop from the bed, she a rider. We wrestle to be on top. I taught her how to load guns. She don't feel the clips, niggas fake goonin'. My bitch real with this shit. She don't come up all the weed. She don't waste my liquor. She feel like I was cheating. Let me taste you, nigga. Then acquitted a creeper. She know she come first. Now every time I hit it, I beat it. Make sure she come first. Yeah, I got a super bitch. We about the project single bound. I got a super bitch. Stay good, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. See her fly around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super. Tell my bitch shit when she flying out the mall. New nails, new fit, new handbag to match it all. And it's all her money. Stand back, let her ball. Like she got vital powers, it make her climb the wall. Got a real good job, but for left she a stripper. She just working so perfect like she working, so I took her. Got a cute little face, small waist, ass off the rick. She never go broke, hell no, cause I could fix her. Know how to cut coke good like she cutting cake. Know how to cut through back streets and ride my dope slate. Yeah, she know the combination. She don't go up in the state. No. Avoid conversation. Know these hoes. Know these hoes. Take her by the gun range before we going on our date. Just to show her that she special. Bought my bitch a 30. Yeah, I got a super bitch. We about the project single bound. I got a super bitch. Stay hood, stay down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. See her flying around town. That's why I call her super bitch. New coupe top down. Yeah, I got a super bitch. And she got x-ray vision. I got a super bitch. See through the bullshit they spitting. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Cooked open dinner, same kitchen. That's why I call her super bitch. She say today on any mission. Yeah, I got a super bitch. Woke up this morning with a feeling like fuck it. Fuck my bitch asleep, I might just wake her up and fuck it. Send her to work with a smile on her face. Told her be a good girl, I eat her for a lunch break. Yeah, she good with the kids. Trust her with my stash. If I have to do a bit, leave a bomb. I'm coming home to
the cash. Money. I trust her with my last till I'm back out on the street. I ain't on my ass, no, but she helped me stay on my feet. She got a lot of friends, they all super bitches. Got one for all of them. All of them. Yeah, I want my crew to hit her. She know how I do the hell. She just like me. His wife be a super bitch. Yeah, she might be. She ain't no Wonder Woman. Have you worried where she at? Or where she doing? Where she been? When she coming back? She keep a sack of Pineapple Express. Don't look at my bitch friends, but it's a S. So yeah, like super bitch. Keep out the project single bound. Got a super bitch. Stay good, stay down. Yeah, got a super bitch. She a fly around town.
I'm high. Pimpin' Sweet, you high?
Already.
Juicy or too smart?
What the hell?
It's Separation Sunday.
No.
I got someone online. I'm going to open up their mic and see what's going on with them, see if they can help me jumpstart Separation Sunday, because I feel like I'm falling apart right now. I feel like I'm being separated. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Dr. Tay?
Shit, what's going on with you, man?
Oh, shit. Why hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Excuse me. Y'all had this girl. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. My pussy just got wet. Hold on.
Oh, you did. Come on. Dry yourself off.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to have a decent show tonight. And this motherfucker come on here with this deep-ass voice and just wet my motherfucking pussy to chill, to flow, to fuck up. And then we trying to be separated today. And I can't separate because I'm falling apart in all this motherfucking juice.
You can separate your thighs.
You did what now?
All right, and that was going on with you. How are you tonight?
I'm all right now listening to your voice. I mean, you done four to four. Distraction on me. I can't even think about being separated right now.
I don't do that. I'm glad I called the show, though. You know what I mean? Trying to, trying to follow rules and whatnot.
Oh, you trying to follow rules? Oh, shit. Hey, Cub, what you want me to do with him? You want me to shoot him or you going to deal with him later? Because he's trying to follow rules. And you know we got
to call your show at 9 o'clock.
I don't give a fuck what I told you to do. Cub, give him a brief synopsis of iTalk Radio right quick.
Hey, man, all I can say, man, if you call at 9 o'clock, man, you ain't in the road up room, man. That's all I'm going to say, man.
What room? He don't know anybody wrote up room. It's his first time, so you got to even tell him what the road up room is.
You told him I might get wrote up. I know what you're talking about. Got a whole thing going on there. Hey, man, you hard, though, if you get wrote up, though. I mean, you ain't no buster, dog. That's all.
And see, if he called in at 9 o'clock, that means he didn't get rolled up. So right now, you's a buster.
Damn.
We don't follow rules on High Top Radio, boo. It's High Top Radio. It's nothing that's taboo. We hope we offend you.
I'm good.
We are reality at its best, baby. We make it up as we go.
I hear you.
We break all rules. We cause all problems. We keep people sick. We keep them mad. Right now, it's hoes cussing and saying I'm a homewrecker. And, bitch, you called me a bitch. You know I'm the wrong person to call a bitch. I got the hottest motherfucking radio station in the world right now. So if I said your name, you would get some motherfucking publicity. So guess what, you Jane Doe asshole? You know who I'm talking to. You world hip-hop star, dick-sucking ass bitch, you.
Oh.
Don't you ever call me a homewrecker, because I ain't went to nobody's house. I'm just trying to figure out who the fuck house I went to. I am not a homewrecker. Bitch told me, well, and I told her, I said, well, you call the show and I'll deal with your punk ass later. I ain't even know who this bitch was and still don't know. I know her sex, so I shout out to me. Mid Shout out to a little bit of better. Shout out to her because I'm on it right now. I know that I saw you doing you on Hip Hop Star, and I was like, wait a minute. Who is this bro talking to by calling me a homewrecker? I ain't been to nobody's house. And then she said, I said, well, tune in to the show. I'll deal with you then. What you going to do? Teach me on how to take somebody's man? Hold on. I don't consider it taking if he's trying to me first.
Can I say something, Lady Leaving?
Yeah, girl, but you don't separate to get separated tonight.
Put your niggas on a leash then and walk them and keep them close to you. Because, hey, we causing damage. Hey, charge you to the game.
We charge you separations, baby. Folks is separating.
I'm 10-pound booty rocking as well.
You know what? You just got rolled up. And just for the record, say sometimes being rolled up is good. Sometimes being rolled up is bad. You just have to listen to the situation and feel, learn, Lady Libra. Then you'll know whether it was a good or a bad write-up. But in the meantime, she said 20-pound booties. She just make it seem like we ain't number ass and titties on this motherfucker. I had to get Allie with it again. Welcome to High Top Radio, y'all. And for those of you out there haven't seen our pictures, as we say, some of us are just like, who? Will you need us, y'all appear? How you describe this week? Because I forgot. You know, I be on it.
What you talking about, Mike?
Well, you know when you say that Juicy was like something, when you need her, that's when she appear. It was something you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to teach them that all of y'all pictures ain't out there, but my picture's out there. Go search me on Facebook as Lady Libra. That's one word, LadyLibra. A-L. While Sweet is trying to figure out what he compared Juicy to, because he high, and it'll take him probably 30 minutes to figure it out. I'm going to ask you a question, because I want to know what this English empirate mean. P-I-R-A-T-E. Because that's a new language that's listening to High Side Radio. And if it's a pirate language, and it's really a language, and they're going, R, me, matey, and all that. That's really deep because they can understand me. I don't speak that way. Shout out to the switchboard. In the event that you desire to say something, please press the number one. You will be acknowledged and brought into the conversation. Until the end, happy motherfucking listening. Separation Sunday. I'm finna get separated. I'm finna separate myself from these motherfucking lame-ass bitches who keep accusing me of breaking up homes. And I ain't been in nobody's house. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
How can you take something that wasn't ever yours? Because if it's ever yours, it can't be took. Oh, shit.
Oh! Yeah, one more time.
I'm just saying, how can you take something that wasn't ever there? How can I take something that wasn't ever yours?
Oh.
And if it was yours, it can't never be took. It's just that simple. I mean, these motherfuckers, I'm talking about bitches got my name all on their pages, and Lady Libra, and Lady Libra, and Lady Libra, and I'm like, hell yeah. The more you write my name, the more I'ma ride that song. The more you write my name, the more I'ma ride that song. So if I was you, I wouldn't even give me no acknowledgement, because maybe then I'd pass ass. I don't feel sorry for no bitch. I ain't never knew one that felt sorry for me. Bitch, you got the same thing I got. Not really. I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to play with your mind like that.
Oh, sad.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sad. Let's get back to the subject. Because I see now,
yeah,
I see now somebody finna be separated. What'd you say, Juicy?
I said, yeah, because all of them different, even though it's the same thing. You can rock different ways.
Yeah, and all the pimp juice that's flowing through everybody's vein is different degrees of it. Some people got 1%, then you got the motherfuckers that's coming with 99.999%. Then you got the motherfuckers like Hot Talk Radio, 100%. Skill me.
Now, I'm talking about pussy. Just because every female got a pussy don't mean it's good. You know what I'm saying?
Boo. That's what happened when you high. That was auntie, big sister, slash best friend just said.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, shit. Y'all gotta excuse me. You know what I'm saying? They better understand that this right here that we produce is a rare breed of pimp juice.
One time for the house. That's all we need, baby. One for the house.
Oh, oh,
come on.
Pimp juice.
Somebody finna get upset. I don't know. Somebody finna get upset. DJ Sweet. Dr. Tay.
What's
that? Y'all motherfuckers can sit here on mute tonight if you motherfucking want to, and your ass gonna be roast the fuck up. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this motherfucker said, oh, he said, oh, yeah, like he think he know Hot Top Radio or something. You know what?
I just said, oh, yeah, for confirmation, you know what I mean? And I'm trying to get turned up right now, man, so y'all gonna have to get back at your boy about another goddamn 15, 20 minutes, yeah.
There you go again with this bullshit, boy. See, I get so sick of him when this shit. Wait, hold on. I'm going to pull you in a private room. You tell me what your definition of turned up is, because I got several definitions. And I need to know exactly which one you talking about. But in the meantime, it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to separate to see if what you got is real. Because abstinence, and I'm high, but I'm going to make sense. I know that much. Makes the heart absent or absent. Why does everything got to turn sexy?
I still got no Buster Free pills on deck too, though, man. Y'all folks looking for the Buster Free pills, man.
Shut up. And I see you. I'm coming to you, 44951. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm just saying. What was I saying? I forgot. Hold on. Somebody help me, please.
That absence or abstinence make something.
The heart grow fonder.
You know, sometimes you got to let it go. You know what I'm saying? And miss it. You see, you know what I'm saying? If it was worth having anyway.
Exactly.
So, right.
Exactly.
I keep it real for a second here.
Keep it real.
Okay, so as far as what you just said, absence definitely does make the heart grow fonder. You know, you start thinking about the memories, you know, the good times, the bad, the crazy times, the makeup times. But then that dang abstinence, man. You know what I mean? When you a good girl like me, you just have to just hold on. But I'm telling you, that was a the abstinence will get to you, make you think you want to get back with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Can I keep it real or what?
Yeah, I mean, I will write you up if you don't keep it real. I will suspend you if you don't keep it real. Because this is how it's all relative. Uh-huh. And I'm having some separation anxiety right now. But you know what? I don't really have to have separation anxiety because, see, I'm the type of person, I told you I know all things, not everything. So even though you separated, I know the next move. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my baby, Third A Hot, holding it down over in the Texas division of Hot Talk Radio. That's right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, I mean, being apart just really make you see everything at face value. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not taking nothing for granted anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know, every bad moment, every sad moment, you reverencing. You know what I'm saying? You like, damn, you know, I want to take this in consideration because I'll never be mad at this particular situation. This particular situation ever again. You know what I'm saying? So when you're being apart from somebody, just realize that it's just what it says, apart, not death. It's a difference. I know you mad, but I don't even give a fuck. Because I'm painting a picture with every song I play.
I'm finna say, man, damn, man, nap time already. Nigga, Jake got in here, motherfucker, man.
Shut up, sweet. Shut the fuck up, him. Because, I mean, you know that everything I play, I be building the song. Now, you see how you start off, L, right?
Man, nigga don't want to. Damn, take a nap, man. It's gonna need kind of clap, man. Nigga trying to get juiced up to quit. And then, you know what I mean? We can go to that later on, man, but not off real, man. You can't give me that off real, man. You know how we do it in the underworld.
Nigga, I just. Nigga,
underworld.
Hot Talk Radio is motherfucking crazy.
Hot Talk Radio know where the underwear lives, man. Underwear don't hang nowhere else but Hot Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know you were logged off, girl. Call when you got locked off. Oh, shit, it's hot.
You know, I just be trying to stay out of your phone, man. I'm getting turned up right now, man. So, you know, man, y'all just tuned in, man. You know, your black man, I'm coming with it, man. Soon as my gangster partner get here, man. I can't let loose until my gangster partner get here, man. Yeah, man.
They both, so they both, brother. He's getting ready to call in. He done sent me a text, man. You know he had to go on, get loose.
We got to get turned up first before we even come in class, man. That's why I say when you affiliate yourself with Hot Talk Radio, get yourself juiced up, turned up, and then you come on in, man. We can all just get some shit off our chest, man. We can keep it moving, man. That's how you separate.
And in some cases, hold on, juiced up, wet up, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, juiced up and wet up mean the same thing if you're depending on your translation.
Oh, shit, Carl. Don't, you know what, God damn it, motherfucker. I ain't going for this shit this early in the show. See, that's the same thing that's causing all these separations and shit. And
yeah,
then
man.
People be getting they separated. They want to blame me.
Niggas separate, man, because it's a miscommunication going on, man. A lot of niggas not learning English or something, man. You know what I mean? I don't really know where the miscommunication come in at, man. But sometimes, man, it's best to separate yourself, man, if need be.
Oh, shit, Carl. Wait a mother. Just you hear this shit.
Yeah,
you heard
man.
That shit.
Hey, sweet.
What it do?
Yeah. You heard that shit.
I'm so sorry. Write me up. I had dozed off a second myself.
See what I'm saying, sweet? You see what you
do? That's how I do, man, you know what I'm saying? Because some pimp juice can't goddamn get into everybody's system, man. Sometimes, you know, her system might not be made for some real pimp juice. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, you know, her body just naturally shut down. You know how you be playing the blinky music, you know what I'm saying? Her body just naturally shut down. So, I mean, ain't no hating in that, man. You know what I mean?
No. I had no money. Okay, so listen. So, y'all give me some.
They
affiliate me with no dang pimp juice, okay?
If you affiliate with Hot Talk Radio, you already got this some pimp juice. You know what I mean?
Naturally. You know, I'm
no
a boss, man, so you got
to. But see, that's the difference between me and you. You might be a boss, but see, I'm an executive boss.
Oh, shit. You know what? I just wrote him up. Why did you? What is this? What is this, motherfucker? That's motherfucking... Le Papier, motherfucker. Le Papier. What is this?
I like her, man.
A la crayon, motherfucker. A la crayon.
She gonna always gonna come back with something, man. That's what other female players or pimps do, man. You know what I mean? They
hey,
gonna
why you think she on Hot Talk Radio? You thought she was on because she was some bullshit?
Cause see, that's why I said...
They got mixed up with
that,
them other hoes, them bottom bitches.
No, man, I already know who I'm talking to, man. That's why, you know what I'm saying, ain't no misinterpretation going on between us.
I got a question for the doctors on iTalk Radio. I'm finna show you something. Why is it that people can separate, I mean, stop living together without a divorce, go in different directions, pick up on something else that they see is set apart, then when y'all divide and split up and things don't work out, they want to separate to keep apart from or by being in between, meaning that I'm pregnant, but you ain't going to see the baby. I just painted a whole story with every definition I got for separate. Yeah. Subliminal. Can somebody please enlighten me on that, please? I'm trying to understand this shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, that's why a lot of people are having to separate, because the people that they involved in, like, have so much baggage and so much stuff going on in their life, you know what I'm saying, to that. Really, I ain't nothing but misunderstanding. So, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you can have to separate from things, you know, the sign yourself to get it together. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody got the... Okay, first of all, you don't own people. You know,
oh,
it's
shit.
A big difference. You know? Yeah, it's a difference in somebody willingly doing something and you got to run behind them and force them to do it. You feel me?
I mean, I just get tired of females the minute the nigga move on. You ain't saying y'all baby. They want to separate the man from the baby, and that means to keep apart by being between. So they want to get in between this man and his child because this man don't want you no more.
And then I want to say something to the fellas. If a woman can separate you from your baby, then you better see if that's your baby in the first place. Because a real woman wants their daddy in that life. God, and then those children, they go want, they go go find their daddy anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Stop it right now, damn it. This done got L on this motherfucker again.
Now, Dr. L, I'd like to enlighten the people a little bit on that matter.
Please, Dr. L, step in on this motherfucker.
Now, this is pertaining to women or men, when they separate, trying to withhold the kids and use the kids as pawns to either get back at another individual. And here is my synopsis. And my definition of why they should not do that. First of all, I'm getting real serious because I ain't playing. It's going to put a wedge between any type of compromise and, you know, that you could have on the behalf of the child. And it's also going to make the child suffer as far as their development, their growth, and their future relationships. So what I'm going to be dropping some knowledge on you all is don't just think about yourself. Don't be childish. Realize that this is something that really will affect your child, and the child should come first. Oh, yeah, y'all made a baby. Anybody can do that. But it takes a real woman and man to really come together for their child and be positive and not raise hell, okay, for that child.
Because he don't want you no more.
Exactly. Too many crazy people, sad people, depressed people running around here because they did not have parents who really showed them a positive example or showed them what, even if they didn't work out, what a real relationship is supposed to be like. That's why so many
damn
people screwed up. And I'm done. I mean, that's all I got to say. Get it right.
Because I mean, this is so serious.
See, y'all thought I was on bullshit tonight. It's Separation Sunday. Same. You know, High Time Radio is a separate group of people. We not like the regular, so we separate from everybody else.
Absolutely.
That's why it's High Time Radio. Am I enlightening the people? Cause L Juicy.
Oh yeah. On point.
Yeah.
See, you can't be average and be on here. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, when you average and try to do something that you're not equipped to do, you fuck it up. I mean, you got... That's just like me waking up to my, oh, I want to be a doctor today. I'm going to go and operate. I'm going to fuck up some.
But, see, man, you got to look at it, man. It's like a lot of people is not really looking at the problem, and a lot of niggas are not really trying to come up with solutions to the problem, man, when it comes to separating, man, because you got to look at all the things that was going on to what caused the problem in the first place. So what y'all have to do, man, is you get your communications right, man. Your communications got to be open.
And you got to realize that, you know, once a baby's involved, you got to recognize that, you know, it's not about you, each other, or it's not about you and him or whatever the case may be as far as, like, the relationship. But, you know, it's about you and the relationship with the kid, man, you know. And it can't be about y'all, man. Once y'all understand that, then, you know what I'm saying, you still can be separate and come together at the same time when the time comes, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that was nice. That was nice, son.
I'm just trying to understand. When these people start tripping out because of a separation, they start wanting to take it to desperate measures and do all kind of crazy shit. I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to stab myself in the stomach. I'm going to go jump off a bridge. Do you need me to help you push the knife in? Do you need to push off the bridge? Do you need me to pull the trigger? Because I don't give a fuck. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can help you out.
But see, that's my whole campaign, man, with not fucking with busters in the first place, man. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
You ain't got no business trying to fuck with no buster anyway if you already know certain things that no folks might be capable of, man. You won't add a nigga on your squad if you know a nigga finna be fucking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, cool.
So that's why I say, man, say buster free, man. I got buster free pill for y'all folks, man. Y'all come on, man. Get this shit up off me, man. You know what I mean?
Niggas
soliciting on L. All that separating, all that drumming, putting babies between relationships, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all really do need Busta Free pills, man. I'm talking about for real.
Y'all are the ones that lie about their pregnancy, so they won't separate.
What'd you say, L?
What about the people who lie talking about they pregnant so they won't separate, thinking they could trap somebody? I'm just saying, I had to put
that
in there.
I'm gonna tell you, when I was being schooled by my uncle Boss, my uncle Will, the real motherfucking true gangsters and pimps of my family bloodline. I see my granddad loved my grandmama to death, but I can count them. My uncle, I'm gonna be quiet, cause see, some people still living, and you gotta protect the innocent. However. Like I said, granddad and grandmama gone. So granddad loved my grandmama to death, but I could still count them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I say, granddaddy, what you do when somebody say they pregnant? Do you tell grandmama? For what? I got 9 months to deal with that. You know, a lot can happen in 9 months. I said, oh, shit. If on right now, baby daddy, boyfriend got a baby on the way, and it's 8 months on the way, and they say they got 9 months to deal with that shit, they'll figure it out then. Ooh. So I'm going to tell these bitches why they calling me, telling me their problems, and they, you know, I got 9 months. A lot can happen in 9 months. I'm sorry. I said if I'm wrong, then.
It's all right.
I'm sorry. They could put my name all on their pages and be talking about me, but I ain't going to call your name out because get where I ain't got to. Somebody taught me the word subliminal. I usually use sublime. Huh?
All them problems come from immature people, man, who don't know how to be in relationships in the first place, man. You know what I'm saying?
Why you?
That's where all that shit comes from, man. Because, you know, real folks, man, when real people, real bosses, goddamn, make relationships, that shit is different, man. A conditional relationship. That means we're going to be friends or we're going to boss up anyway, regardless of what go on in this relationship. So, you know what I mean? Regardless if you separate or not, we're going to always keep it cool. That's the real definition of a relationship, man, and still being able to separate and be cool at the same time, man. A lot of these niggas just too immature, man, to be trying to be in a relationship these days, man. That's where the problem come in at, man. The bitches too, man. The bitches are immature too, man.
They majorly immature. I wouldn't give another bitch the motherfucking the thought to think she on my mind like that. I ain't finna call my mama more than once a day. What the fuck you calling me 8 times an hour for? 8 times an hour.
Bad. That's real bad. I ain't trying to get up in it, but I'm in general. I don't know the honey. I don't know.
Are you
know
calling
it
about your nigga or are you choosing me? Damn. God, baby. Whatever.
No, it's just miscommunications going on, man.
You go with the bullshit.
Something ain't been said, man. The part is that beat, man. You know what I mean? Somebody trying to let shit be known, but at the end of the day, hey, man. And, man, it is what it is, man. You got the boss up, man. It's up. What the fuck going on, man? Leave that petty shit alone, man, for real.
Shout out to my dog, T-Ski. Schizo Production. What's going on, T-Ski? Shout out to my baby, 38 Hot. That's my nunca-nunca. He went and joined the Texas Division of Hot Talk Radio. See, it's a lot of shit we got going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all will see. The Texas is standing the fuck up for Hot Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? So we had to get somebody over there.
Yeah.
Welcome to building the Hot Talk Radio. Huh?
They got weed. Yeah, we need to go visit Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's cold.
Hey, sister, brother, you can't be dry stitching like that on the airways like that, man.
Oh,
you gotta
okay.
We're going to have to juice up the lingo. Yeah.
Come away, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to juice up the lingo. That's all.
Let's go to Amsterdam. Where is Lisa at? Black kid.
I don't want to go there. I want to go to Venus. Shout out to them Tauruses out there, ruling planet Venus with Lady Libras. Only two signs represented by the planet of love and beauty, peace, truth. Hey, make sure y'all go join those pages, Hot Side Radio Legion of whatever the fuck your sign is. Leo, Capricorn, Aries. We got a page out there for everyone. Leo, Libras. Now, my page is the skimpiest page because they scared of me. They be talking about I be talking shit. Because, see, all the pages are not, everybody that's on the page is not of that sign. Some people just want to be kept abreast of what's going on with Hot Talk Radio from every angle. And I respect that. But I be carrying on so bad by my little Libra page that it's real skimpy. I ain't going to fuss no more.
I would get a Facebook, but
she ain't got no choice. She gonna get one. Y'all don't even worry about it. I'm letting her think she calling for shots.
No,
I'm letting her think that
no
it's her decision.
Why ain't you trying to put juice on no computer, love, man? You know what I mean?
Shut up, cuz. You so stingy. You stingy like a lot of niggas.
You stingy?
Shout out to Showstopper.
You stingy? I get it from y'all, man. Y'all stingy.
We, I ain't seeing it. I share and share alike. And
hey,
like
man,
you take people, man. I ain't took him. I'm sharing him.
You tell folks every day that y'all ain't sharing now. Come on now.
Who?
Juice.
You, Carl, you don't hear me. You call lie now. Cause you finna get rolled off car. You a damn lie. I ain't told nobody I want sharing. I tell them all that niggas gonna have more than one bitch. Learn your motherfucking position and play that motherfucker hard, car, baby. I promise you, if I'm the catcher, I'm gonna catch.
Hey, lady, leave her. Don't write me up. But you know, it's been nice. I gotta go. I got somebody checking me out, the one at McDonald's, like they about to come, you know, holler. So I gotta go, honey.
You know what? You wrote up for that one. Because you ain't finna holler at nobody.
All right, Dr. L, I love you, baby.
Listen that sweet. Look at it. See, that's a nigga face. Right in your face, you said. Right in your face.
Oh, it's fine with me. I love it, too.
It is not a
fan
flirt.
These bitches need to learn how to share. Share like. Don't be no selfish motherfucker.
I'll talk to y'all later, Hot Talk.
That's all right, boo.
Good night.
Yeah. Oof. So, what I'm saying is, what I was going to say? I forgot. I know one thing. It was hard to send the Texas Division. I didn't even want to text the division to go, but I was like, it's for the growth of Hot Talk Radio. We got to do this. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, saying goodbye is so fucking hard. It's so hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't even realize that I was going to be that kind of that tore up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, Lady Libra got a weak side. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to hold it back. And I was just like, oh, my gosh.
But at the same time, I mean, goodbyes is not goodbye. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Goodbye. You know, sometimes you have to separate to get your shit together to be able to come back and be right. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody believe in, because I'm not into it to try to, you know, I'm not going through that with people. I don't think my job is to persuade you to believe what I believe. But however, it was told to me that I go away to Fair Place. So he had to separate to go get the place together. But he said he'll be back. You know what I'm saying? So I look at all my separations like that, even my death separations. You can't
be talking about separating and then expecting somebody to come back after you don't separate it, though, man. Can't be doing that now, because sometimes you separate to get the fuck home in the first place. You know what I mean? What the fuck? You trying to, yeah, shit might get better at the end of the day, but at the same time, them same problems going to come back to make you goddamn separate for the first 2, 3, 4, 5 times. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, cool. But what if I'm talking about a good separation, like our other doctor going over to work on the High Tide Radio's Texas division? So that was a good separation, but it still hurt because that was our friend, you know what I'm saying?
But see, you know what I'm saying? That was meant that, you know, so sometimes that's what executive bosses have to do, man. They just have to make executive decisions about what the fuck going on with their business, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that type of separation, man, when you're trying to upgrade your business or expand your brand or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know what I'm saying? That's growing. That's called not hating.
Mm-hmm. I can dig it.
Yeah, and then
but it still hurt, though, because it still hurt.
You know what I'm saying? They and I were prayers. We there, but we not there.
I didn't even know that shit was going to hurt like that.
Sometimes making up is easier than breaking up. We believe that we change, fake it enough. We can trick ourselves into believing that we're still enough. But in our hearts we know that it's inevitable. Sometimes memories just ain't enough. Sometimes you outgrow the ones you love. Sometimes it's none of the above. It's just the fact that people change. No one to blame. There ain't nothing stay the same. So we sit around and cry because neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Live from the ATL, reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday, then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday, same time every day. 9 to 11, we are doing it.
school background that is. Somebody background getting alley with it.
Hello.
Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I'ma separate my shit from the bullshit. I'm just not going through it no more.
Yeah, I know, man. Once you get in touch with that radar room, man, you ain't trying to go back, man. You know what I mean? So we already know what's going on, Shelly.
You know what? You are such an asshole.
What are you talking about? We invite you up and on to go on to come on over. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, teach your audience, the rest of your audience. You know what I mean? Because, you know, your brand is very diverse. So, you know what I'm saying? You're bringing them on over here to this cool side. You know what I mean?
Hold on. I got to try something right quick.
Come on over. Bring them on over to that cool side right quick.
I'm a bit full right now, you know what I'm saying? The lady Libra didn't mean to have no heart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you all got damn putting folks to sleep with that goddamn depressing ass.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. I done told you this ain't the Sprinkle the Gates the station. This is the world station, motherfucker.
Nobody got time for all the feelings and shit, man, you know what I'm saying? That's the problem here, man. Your feelings too easy to be hurt, man, with all that crime music, man.
Shut the fuck up. That wasn't no crime music. That was understanding the situation music. Hold on. Uh-oh. Somebody wrote the fuck up.
Hello.
Hey, boo.
Hello.
It is Dr. Third Eye Hot.
Hey, all right.
Is it Dr. Third Eye Hot?
Hey, y'all.
Dr. Third Eye Hot. Dr. Swerve is on the line, and he want to write you up.
You so damn stupid.
How the hell
like
you wrote up, man? What's going on, Swerve? What's going on, fam?
Hell, man, just chilling, my boy. What's the deal?
He over there starting the Texas division on High Top Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, already getting to it. I hear need. I already did.
Everything's big in Texas.
Well, I told you to call every day.
Listen there, huh? Listen there, Doctor.
Hey, is the show running? Hey, listen.
Yeah, you on the show.
Where are you going? Yeah, on the air. Long hair don't care. What's up, real? All right.
It's Separation Sunday, DJ Sweet and DJ Swerve. Swerve just checked in, so he a little delayed. Probably was someone getting his dick sucked. I know him. He need to separate his dick from her mouth and get on the show.
For what? Separation. First of all, man, y'all need to be doing that on Sunday anyway, man.
Holy,
she need that in her life.
That's the best day to get it.
She need that in her life. You know what I'm saying? Who am I to problem?
What you say? That's the best day to what?
Tell him again, Swerve. He understand. He's still a baby.
No, he
didn't.
No, he was talking about you. You know what I'm saying?
No,
you said that was the best way to do it. You said that was the best way to swallow.
You know what? Swallow this, motherfucker.
Let me. I ain't getting rolled up.
Don't get rolled up.
I don't get rolled up on the weekend. Hell.
Oh, he said. He waited during the week to get rolled up. What the kind of shit? What? Hold up.
Yeah, right.
Hey.
Hey. If you might well get rolled up, my boy.
He said what?
See,
hey,
he trying
you hate
to teach
Busters,
you.
Then you might want to get rolled up this weekend.
Yeah, if you hate Busters, you might want to get rolled up. Cause see, on here the rolled up class is the true niggas of the world.
It's the Buster free zone.
I be in the rolled up class, man. Me and Swerve, we all be kicking. We in the rolled up class, chilling. I'm just tired of rolled up class. I want to see the rest of the damn the world. Got me locked up all day. Hell.
Hey, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, once you get out that rotor class, man, you're subject to motherfucking let that Busterism goddamn roll up on you, man. You got to stay close knit.
Yeah, yeah.
Separate yourself.
Who's on the line?
Yeah.
Who's on the air?
Hey, I'm over
here.
Yeah,
hey, Duke. You're suited up in the building.
Yeah.
What's up, Duke? You in the building?
Hey, what's happening with you?
I'm mad, Juicy.
What you mad for? Because you had to separate?
That too, but I ain't even got them high right now. I ain't had enough of that damn popcorn yet.
If you
I had one blunt of popcorn last night when I first got here. I ain't had shit all day today, though.
What?
Damn.
And we're trying to get
all
down to you.
Somebody, you know, if he's down here, he'd be
like, okay.
We don't
need
long. Yeah, bro, what
do you hold said,
man? We've been watching
the game. I got a question, though, Dr. 38. Why would not put on your page, you know what I'm saying, that you was going to be on the show tonight? Somebody cussed me out and called me a, what they call me?
Nah, I already know what you're talking about, lately. That's on other. That's a whole bunch of, you don't even want to know what's going on
who
with
is
this.
That? Who was that
they
man, Marada?
They just argue on Facebook all day, man. That's all they do. So, shit, I just see that shit. Man, keep it moving. They just
man?
Be arguing with each other.
Marada. I was like, what? Say I was a home rep.
They be arguing all day on Facebook. Like, damn.
Say
that's really what y'all like to do as a habit.
And I ain't been to nobody's house. Then she turned around and said she was going to come on the show for what? To hear, so I could teach her how to take people men. I ain't took nothing from nobody. I ain't never got no charge for stealing.
Oh, you talking about? Okay.
Oh,
boy.
I don't speak on it.
I'm just saying, I ain't never. I'm not a home wrecker. Who house did I go to? Because if I went to your house and wrecked your, if I came to your house and wrecked it, I didn't know. I don't know. I didn't know it was your house because I don't go to people's houses.
I kind of seen something like that on Facebook, but I ain't really there. Mm-hmm. I want to say things like that.
Well, you know, High Top Radio gone. You ain't even heard it. See,
High Top Radio gonna be worth on millions one day, man. I'm telling you, y'all ain't see. High Top Radio gonna be worth on millions.
You heard that, man? We were thinking more like billions. What's that?
Yeah. I already know. I heard you before you said something lately. You gonna say something. Excuse me, billions, nigga. Okay.
Oh, you think you know me, nigga, because your sign, because you represented by the planet Venus. You think you know me?
Yeah, right.
Take it. He gonna
in
think
the earth,
he
within
know
the
me.
Earth, all over the earth, all over this motherfucker.
He gonna think he know me.
But see, can I say something, though, man, right quick, though, man? I just want to
call. Please. Call sign, Cole.
The man say, goddamn, folks sit up on Facebook and argue with each other all day. He see the shit, but he don't entertain the shit. Now, that's just one rule that you get in the robot class, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that he brought that to y'all attention, man, because we be saying that shit all the time, man, you know what I mean? And it be good.
And it ain't them two, bro. It ain't just them two. You feel me? Everybody else in there, out there, shit. Facebook, they just like going there and argue. Well, I sit there and watch and read it all day on my phone. That shit.
But yeah, man, that's all I'm saying, man. That's all I want to say, man. I just want the cosign you saying, man. You don't entertain for the shit, man. Yeah, yeah.
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 That's
all I
that nigga 38 hot.
Yeah.
Money need him.
Facebook for networking and for.
That's what I'm on here for.
For like how you feel. You know, all the drama and the lie and the flicks and just save it.
I just use it for finding squirtles.
What you say, Swerve?
I just use Facebook
for finding
squirtles.
Yeah, I miss you, man. So
I've supposed to be shouting out. Hold on, I got to shout somebody out right quick. Shouts out to Malik in Tanzania. Shout out to Malik in Tanzania. I told him I was going to shout him out because, And I just like to talk to some of the people that, you know, that listen to the show to see what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying? Or I might just ask them general questions. Do they listen? I don't be modest, but I just always ask, do you listen? So this one guy was like, why? I said, because I wanted to know. He said, yes. I said, oh, okay. He said, but not every day. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what days do you listen? You know what I'm saying? Because usually Sunday is on some old, it can go any kind of way topic. Tuesday be comparison and Thursday be like freaky. So he was like, he listened to High Top Radio only during sex. I was like, oh, shit. See.
Yeah,
how would these motherfuckers on here be doing?
Yeah, bust it open. That's what we preach, man. Bust it open. right now.
So you saying that you don't want to separate from the pussy, you want to just stay up in it busting it open?
That man busting
right. Separating right Sundays ain't about, it ain't about separating from pussy. Hell no. That's just from separating, you know. What's everything on separation Sunday, Sid? What's up? You talking about the good and the bad, right?
That's right. That's right. You already know.
So this is good and the bad as far as me leaving down there and, like, show leaving down there, too. And, like, how sometimes we separate, but it be for the better call, but the shit just hurt. You know what I mean? The shit just, you just got to do what you know you got to do sometimes. You got to do what you know you got to do to get what you want in the future. That's the only reason I damn did that shit, man. I can stay off in the A all day and be good. I don't want for nothing, but shit, I ain't going to be making no progression. I'm trying to progress through life.
Oh, shit.
So I got to go somewhere where I'm by my damn self, and I'll be able to be focused and go ahead and do what I don't want to damn do for a little bit. So, shit, 2 years down the line, look up. I'm 23. I got some shit to show for it.
Shout out to Delaware, my daughter, Melissa. Mama see you.
Damn, I didn't miss the call.
You know.
Hello. All right.
I mean, you know, huh? The good thing about a separate. Nigga, hold on, wait a goddamn minute. We ain't gonna play tug of war with tongues and shit. Man, if you finna spit some ism, then tell me so I can shut up.
That's all we keep trying to tell you.
Shut up, word. For those that are just listening, do know that all our shows are on demand. Visit the site, select the show, and hit play. And enjoy at your leisure. Every show we've ever produced, from the beginning to now, when we started out trying to figure this shit out, and now we like some beasts. I wish I had the echo, but, you know, now we some beasts.
Echo bees.
We started out being some beasts, though, because they was like, they couldn't believe the topics we started out with, Threesome Thursday. Wet, Wild, and Wanting Wednesday. We're looking for the Squirtles. You know what I'm saying? We were showing the fuck out. I mean,
hey, they just keep showing up. You know what I'm saying? Ever since we did the Squirtle show, they just keep showing up. I'm like, damn, man, we ain't did that topic in months. You know what I'm saying?
You know, we got to go back to that one. Shout out to 904. I see y'all on the switchboard. I'm to my Dubai. Like, they showing out lately.
That's what we do, baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I put the word on the street, baby. You know what I'm saying?
I
got
to get Texas division set up. Got Texas over there for real. He got a mouth worse than mine. He say money need him.
Yeah, right.
Shout out to T-Ski Skizzo Productions.
Oh, yeah. That's how I'm on the group, man. Shout out to Rider Nation. That's it, man.
Reaching the dreams every day. Or dig into excuses. What you say?
I said I'm gonna put on wherever I go, man. Y'all ain't gotta worry about me. I'm gonna put on. I'm gonna put on
hey.
Hot Top Radio. That's the fam, goddamn. Damn.
Shout out to the nigga Swerve, that nigga DJ Sweet.
What's that, man?
That ain't gold. That bullshit. I'm to my Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. It was such a good show. This nigga to my, y'all like, oh, God. Here we go with the fuck shit.
You know
them niggas showed their ass the whole goddamn night. Guess what, y'all? They will have their own motherfucking show. Dang, they gonna, they, since they want to act like that with their only show, Pimp Juice, nah, them motherfuckers going to be straight on that pimp shit. We might just 9 Tuesday, Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, and that's just a show for that Tuesday. Because we got a new schedule because we're going to be working the streets a little bit more. We got the same day, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. But if we come on Sunday, we're not going to be here that Tuesday. We're going to be there every Thursday. Then if we come on, whatever Sunday we're on, we're off that Tuesday. So the Sundays and Tuesdays rotate. So on the Tuesdays that they have a Tuesday, it's going to be Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. Featuring all the pimps of the world that ain't scared to stand up.
No doubt.
With the leading pimps. DJ Sweet and motherfucking Swerve G.
Cause I'm trying
I hope
to
y'all ready.
We got so much ism, man. There's so
oh,
much
God. Oh, God.
Learn, man. I'm talking about we got to take the shit back to third grade with it. You learn, man.
Somebody,
it's all good, man.
And just so y'all can rest assured, they will be picking their own music for those days. So,
and my nap time the whole night, man. No nap time the whole day, man.
Yeah. You know what?
Won't be no motherfucking key sweat and all that shit going on.
You know what?
So one day we're going to give you some of that, though. We're going to give y'all some of that, too. We're going to show y'all that we can give y'all some of that, too, man. But it's the time of the day and the place for all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm playing Beat It Up the whole time.
You know what? You stupid. Separate yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see.
I had to wake DJ Sweet and swear in them up.
You on your head tonight? God damn. Why that nigga praying all that baby making music on the soul?
That was not. Shut. Oh, see, he want to be in the roller class. He's stupid, too. Y'all don't understand. It's been the motherfucking topic. You Harlem rejects. On my ass, motherfucker. Oh, okay. Let me help you out. Let me help you. Let me help you out.
Shooting up people.
Of course.
Because I was going to say that other song that woke me up either, man, you know what I mean? That put me in my third realm.
Hey,
ladies,
did that wake you? What?
You can't be playing no baby making music, then come over there and get out of it.
You know what?
Yo. Yeah, I'm pushing buttons.
What time is it?
What time is it? Do it, motherfucking matter. Shout out to the new There I go.
Exactly. Every time you get out of line, I put him out.
Oh, don't you say that loud. Listen to her. We're going to let her be the sex sound machine. She going to be the sex sound machine.
I need some of them for my drops.
Oh, shit. Because you know what? That's all she do on the show. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm trying to make my drops as real as possible, though, so we might have to act it out. So we can get the real sound, get it natural.
Oh, my goodness. You know, y'all are out of control.
Just put it in your mouth.
Shut up. I forgot what I was finna damn say.
I know you did. Tell me all about it.
Get on my damn. I'm gonna run you. You know what, sir?
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
What? Nigga, watch out. Shit. Are you all right? What? You all right?
Oh, wait. I had another way.
Hey, Superman.
What's happening?
Who did you... Separate yourself, nigga. 38. I see you got the new F on your page. So you Superman, boo-boo.
Hey, all right.
I'm going to put it on your chest. And then I found out who Batman was. And I was like, oh, okay. I thought you would be.
You didn't hear the song. We got a song called Superman and Batman.
And Wonder Woman is, I'm sure I'm going to get it. But what about Batman? I mean, what about Wonder Woman?
You got to be Wonder Woman. Or Superwoman,
Wonder Woman? I'm super bitch. I can't be no Wanda shit, because you ain't got the Wanda name by me. Can I tell you what it is? Yeah, I motherfucking do what I want to do, and ain't nothing nobody can do about it. You just do you, because I'm going to do me, huh?
I said, I got to hit me a blunt. Got me a little buzz. I'm all right now.
I thought it would be vice versa, and I'm going to tell you why. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready? When I saw the cartoons, I said, okay, that 38 right there. That's that one.
What, Batman?
Now I'm trying to, let me tell you why I felt like you should have been Batman. Because your friend is the one that wear the shit on their forehead like Superman.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, 38. What do Superman wear on his forehead?
I don't know. He got like an S curl, man.
Right.
Wear that on his forehead.
Your friend will
got
some
like
on his.
Curl falling down.
Your friend would do the same thing, but he just make you lay down like baby hell.
You retarded.
That's fucked up.
I ain't never seen a show with a damn Superman curling their head.
No.
That's fucked up.
You know how he lay his
head. Yeah, right. Yeah. That fucked up, ain't
it? Wait a minute.
You stop saying that. Wait a minute. No.
He's supposed to put it in your mouth right now.
Hey.
Just shut all that up.
Hell.
Listen,
hell
no.
Nah.
You know how he make his baby hair lay down on his forehead. The same concept. You know, whether it's an S on the forehead or the baby hair laying down, they both want hair on their forehead.
You out of line.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm talking in the car.
All right,
come on.
Damn. Y'all got to separate me from that bullshit, cause I ain't mean no harm by what I said. I'm just saying the hairstyle is quite similar. You know what I'm saying?
Showstopper need to beat you up. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
He should be saying. He should just thank
you
up right
too.
Now.
You rolled
y'all,
up.
Y'all separate
I'm
y'all
stuff.
Write my ass up. I you know, it's a brave motherfucker to write me up. This
and
nigga
I'm
a head
sign,
is
I'm
in
a
the
sign,
right
place.
If you my big sister, then I got the right to write you up. I'm some kind of.
You been hanging
if
out with
the principal, then I'm the damn. I'm the what's the nigga be in the school? I don't even know them niggas in the school. I just know about the principal.
Oh,
vice and shit, juicy. Y'all don't even got the shit, but I'm at least one of the head teachers. Hell. I turn you into the board of education.
You better not turn me into no motherfucking body. Oh, listen to her. Ooh, there she go with her drop. That was a drop, Swerve. That was a drop.
I don't be able to
fall. Swerve in the drop zone.
You look crazy.
Did you sleep, man?
No, I know about sleep.
Uh-uh, she just keep dropping. Oh. You don't hear.
Yeah.
Listen to that, Swerve. That's what I'm saying. Be still. Be still. Don't run.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's the motherfucker.
I don't know.
On
high
yeah. Top radio.
I'm about to. Nah, I thought that was your phone. I'm about to say, who got the ugly phone now?
What?
I'm talking to other people. My bad.
Okay, that's
yeah, but
world.
You know, shout out to the new superheroes. We got Batman on the phone. Superman. Wait a minute, hold on. Superman on the phone. Batman
man, look,
in his
and we first wrote the song. Well, we first wrote the song lately. I'm supposed to be Batman. Bro, gonna be Superman. I was like, which one you think? We just talked it out. Who can come with a better perspective, like, you know what I mean? I better come better on Superman or Batman. You better come better on Superman or Batman on that other shit going. We really ain't rapping nothing about it, but we got to incorporate it, like, subliminally.
Oh, subliminally. Okay. Subliminally.
Yeah,
okay.
Type shit, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just went with that Superman shit. Thank you. Superman,
I wasn't the only one trying to
that
figure out what
that shit on my Facebook.
That shit hard. That's a pretty ass, too. So when I put your ass on your chest and me and Juicy put on our asses, we're going to all walk around the world and just save the world.
I miss that, man. Everything.
Okay.
Hell yeah, Thursday.
What you say?
Hell yeah. I miss everything you just said, like, Levi.
Name,
Mom. I just miss it.
Okay. You wrote up, too. I said that I'm going to put that ass on your chest, and me and Juice are going to put on our asses, and we're going to walk around the world and save it.
Okay.
And you wrote up.
You know I do
wrote up. Who wrote up?
You wrote up, nigga, for making me repeat myself.
Man.
I'm like Libra. I don't say shit twice. Like I keep telling me, huh?
I
don't fight about niggas.
You repeat yourself, man.
I fight about money.
Fight for the wrote up room, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Don't repeat yourself twice, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait, write me up, man.
I want to be
weird.
Okay.
He be all told, listen, write me up, man.
Write
me up.
Hey, when you're in the run-out room, man, you spit Ezra, man. Sometimes you don't have to repeat yourself twice, man. I'm glad you're catching on very fast, man.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just
real,
like we said. You can,
I
got to
go back and listen to what y'all just said. I think it was stupid.
You can develop him.
Nah,
but
he said
you
ain't
got to
repeat yourself in the write-up room.
Shout out to this co-signed you over there. What you talk about, man? I just co-signed your ism, man.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the write-up room, I'm going to co-sign your ism, man. I'm not co-signing your ism when you in the room, though.
You had to be ready when you come on here with these classic motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, I can't even hear what the fuck on. I mean, like, two conversations at once. What the fuck? I'm just trying to end by the road or wrong. Whatever everybody's talking about, man. Talking road up, hell, fuck that.
See, you don't know no
they
leave,
don't
ever
get
road
up. I don't want to get road up.
You, baby, we got to break you in. Don't you get upset and nervous.
He's
still fresh at this thing. Cause he don't understand. He don't want to be rolled up. He don't know this. That's the only thing. You're supposed to get rolled up.
That's good, bro. You good. I just don't like the way that shit sounds.
Well, you got to get over
like,
that sound,
nigga. I don't be rolled up, man. Huh?
Let me tell you something. Real PIs don't care what it sounds like. They ain't even really listening. They just doing shit to get rolled up. They ain't even listening to the word right up.
You say like real
man, sometimes being rolled up might not be for his ego, man. The man said he don't want to be rolled up, man. You know what I mean?
I don't want to be locked up. I don't want to be rolled up. I don't want to be done up.
That's why we got the motherfucking pre-screen. Send them ass back, man. That's why we send folks back, too, back. Because it's just going to say it.
Hey, y'all send folks out in the rolled up room.
We got
who is
to.
He in the rolled up room? Who sent you back?
Swerve and Sweet.
Both of y'all the people that set people up. So y'all really ain't technically in the road up room. Y'all really the teachers of the road up room, sending people back and all the extra shit.
Hey,
see?
Man,
yeah.
In the road up room, man, we only allow red pimps play against the mats and et cetera, man.
Okay.
Nah, you don't
want me right up, nigga. Hey, look, they make this shit sound cool as hell now. Then the whole time.
Yeah, man, you don't want that bunch of shit, man. I just had to come talk. You got to catch a hand up, man. We come in and out, man. You know, the frequency sometimes really don't match with that bunch of shit.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? We're trying to come up with this code of conduct where, you know what I'm saying, we can come out of and kick it with monster bust sometimes. Yeah.
What do you call that guy?
Okay, loud.
What
only because Lady Libra cool with us do we stop by, you know what I'm saying, and holler at a class every now and then, you know what I'm saying?
don't you tell me to say my class is lame class, because I got the super bitches in my class.
Yeah, we holler at them too, but goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I want my own class, y'all. I want a class, man.
What
you ain't gonna give me no
clap. Hey man, you got. Hey man, as you come on here and you kick it with Hot Talk Radio, man, you gonna establish your own class, man.
Your own class, man.
That's
I get rolled up all day. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
No, bro.
That shit throwing me hello.
He's going through separation anxiety right now. Let me see if Kelly Rowland and Avant can fix the situation.
Don't do it.
Separate. Talk about me and you. Separate. How is that?
kick down my door. Everything is mine to keep. Money, car, crib, my kids, everything. Everything but my boy, you can have it. I don't care as long as you don't cross my path. And now I know you never cared at all. For 2 years, you've been my downfall. Me or who I'm talking to.
Separate.
Talking to me. Was your friend in the bathroom talking low on the phone? What do you expect when you ain't never at home?
You see, I'm working all day and hustling all night.
I'm cooking and I'm cleaning, all you wanna do is fight.
Why me? Why me?
I think it's about time that we both move on. We gon'
separate.
Separate.
Me and you. Thank you.
Live from the ATL. Reach your ears across the world. It's your girl, Lady Libra. Coming through your speaker. Check us out on Sunday. Then again on Tuesday. Check us out Thursday. Same time every day. 9 to 11. We are doing it. Big, big thing. Hot Talk Radio.
Hot Talk Radio.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I know y'all motherfuckers is snowing. Y'all stupid. Juicy.
Huh?
Don't join in their shenanigans. Don't join in their shenanigans. Cause you know they finna try to pretend like they damn near dead. It was so the song just put them to fuck to death, not to sleep. The song just put them to death. You know what I'm saying? They just dead. They might have something else the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of fuck shit they do. Look at them. They know they hear me talking. Super silly son of a bitches. Listen now. The dead has arisen.
Oh.
You're so tired of this shit. Whatever, nigga.
We apologize, Hot Talk Radio, man. Those songs don't reflect the views of the people of the underworld.
Damn, sweet. That's you?
Oh, that's the only voice he recognized that woke that awakened. Yeah, you know what?
You know you came back in here, boss. What's happening?
I'm talking about now for real, man. She's killing the kids, man. Killing kids in this motherfucker, man.
Shut the hell up.
Respect, right? You call, you know, we'll take the kicking.
Did y'all teach the world about Separation Sunday?
What is the world about separating itself from buses every day?
Every day.
That just go over.
Can we flip shit? Can't nothing else be serious on this motherfucker. We flip
please
it.
Please separate yourself from buses.
See. I'm here thinking about separations and all that good shit there. I mean
you can't be upset though. That's a real sentimental part of our life, you know what I'm saying? When we finally can't bust free, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit, that's a landmark in our life. You know what I'm saying? That shit real serious to us.
For real.
For real. It's
let this be like one.
You know, buses can't co-sign real pimp shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what we expect. You can't really expect my buses to co-sign for the shit you be saying every day, cuz. You just can't do it. You know what I mean? It's not in their system for them needing to be able to translate your code the motherfucking language that you speak to these folks, man.
Well, why is it that the whole world loves that shit I do?
We got
even
a lot of buses out there. There's a lot of buses out there. We ain't saying there's no buses out there. There's a lot of them.
How about the little aliens that I go with, too?
We got a lot of buses that call in and just listen to the show.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate it. They love this song every time.
Yeah.
They be like, damn, son, I know it can't be keep acting like that, man. I'm going to change one of these days. You know what I'm saying? That's all we ask. You don't want to be able to keep along.
And everything Juicy just said, she's trying to tell y'all what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? This bitch come on there and say, and y'all be talking like she just dropped some knowledge. Y'all heard what Juicy said. This motherfucker don't say nothing on no show. She just makes sound effects.
You hate, you know. Why are you hating again? Why you hating again?
Well, I be listening in line.
She want credit for listening.
Hey, man, you can't. Okay, do I have to prescribe you, man, some of this medicine that we got for these folks, man?
What, you sick son of a bitch? What?
That's why that juicy guy ain't even came out yet. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
Like for
you
real.
Can't find that in, you can't find that in the store. You know what I'm saying?
All you do is come on the show and make drop sound effects.
Yes.
I'm just saying. Put your heart where your mind.
Y'all can't catch up because it ain't even available yet. You know what I'm saying?
See how they clean shit up. All you gotta do is be a fine motherfucker with a big ass, and people make you right when you wrong. People make you smart when you dumb. See, listen.
I know that's right.
I'm just trying to figure out where that came from.
And keep it up.
I'm trying to figure out where the fuck that came from.
Don't know.
Hey, man, Pimp juice and bust the free pills, man. That's where it come from, man.
Separate yourself, new.
Oh, God. That was got our own
room. They say he want his own room. He want a division in the road up room. I ain't never heard. Hold up. Iceberg. That remind me of Bleep from the Bleep being a separate division in Hot Talk Radio. Damn. You know, everybody got their own shit up in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Know that. You know us.
I don't want to play Hot Talk Radio. I'm a part of Hot Talk Radio.
That's you right. You are Hot Talk Radio.
Oh, see, we are team, baby. Ain't no I in team.
Mm-hmm.
But you play a very important role. Know that.
Exactly.
That's why she make the drop sound effects, and without her, there would be no Hot Talk Radio.
I said, go with the flowers.
She go, he. Damn. Y'all motherfuckers crazy.
Don't nobody do it like you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Hold on. We done did the damn thing. It just be tripping me out. Juice and salt with your clothes out. Because that is just...
Yeah,
I can make them stay on long.
I have learned that separating means more than one thing. You know, you can separate yourself in a good way from things, and you can separate yourself, you know, from bad things and be bust a free and move on. You know what I'm saying? But it was love in it. It ain't never no separation.
Oh, shit. Mm. That's what they be talking about right there.
Who
that's what they be talking about.
Well,
I see what y'all be talking about now.
Run up room at his finest, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't get that for you.
I learned from the best.
I know
that's your clothes out too, huh?
She spoke for the whole Roto class. You know what I'm saying?
Well, how we doing?
Shout out to my brother, Paul Jabana. Shout out to Showstopper.
Swerve on him.
Shout out to Polo. The BCK.
Shout out to Left the Gun, man. It was good.
My boyfriend, Wal Corleone.
Twin Folk.
Oh, my man. All three of them. I'm sorry. I ain't broke up nobody home, though. I ain't been to nobody's house. Any damage I've done was done at my house. I didn't go to nobody else's house. I'm sorry. I'm not no home wrecker. I don't steal. I don't take nothing. How can you take something if it's handed to you, offered to you, thrown upon you? I mean, how am I taking? I separate myself from all this unnecessary rigmarole.
Yeah.
Somebody want to say something at 10:56. They wrote this. But I'm prepared to hang them up. I got a feeling this ain't right. Let me see what it says.
Let them say.
What's going on? See something, 8-7, 5-5.
What's happening, man? You going to hang up on me for real? It's Tay.
Who?
Tay.
Where you be? Where the fuck you
be? I've been here listening.
My clothes out. Tay, tell them. Ladies, keep it fresh, wet, and tight. Fellas, hit it how you want to hit it. If you ain't trying to separate, hit it with all you got. If you trying to separate, hit it like you separate. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of these hoes blaming me because they nigga don't want them. I ain't even saying the nigga don't want you. You know what I'm saying? He just wants you for what he wants you for, and find out what it is, what role you play, and play your position. It's Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Do know that I know all things. Not everything is a difference. Enjoy every moment. Because when those separation days come, have something to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? Because that separation is just what it says. To come back. You know what I'm saying? It's just a brief moment away from each other to return. Just that simple.
I ain't coming back.
You know
word,
what?
Man.
Rock the party, motherfucker. Rock the party. Lady Libra.
Yo, said I rock for the east and I rock for the west. Yeah, they know who the best. Said I rock for the north and I rock for the south. Showstopper about to turn it out. And they go a little something like this. Check it. Yo. Yo. Pull up in a new whip. Flow like rock steady on the beat. Ken Swift. Shit, I need y'all to witness the way I make the motherfucking dopeless gymnast. If you a real DJ, nigga, spin this. Classic, vintage, slowest, ferocious, vicious, terrific, prolific. Champion like motherfucking Robinson, the listen. Hall of Fame status, yeah, Kyle Ripken. Showstopper, Henny Beat, yeah, I'm ripping. I got a bad bitch with a tight kitten. I see you haters hating 2020 vision. Feeling like Antarctica with all the ice grilling. Ice on my ring, something like Scottie Pippen. What you call swagger, I'm the definition. Ride or die, NY division, we winning. I'm the star of the show. Y'all in the mission. Get the house, that's the motherfucking crew. Middle fingers up, tell the haters, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Y'all know I'm the truth. When I hit the booth, going off the 90 proof.
Gone.
Y'all don't wanna see the wolves loose. Better wave the white flag, call it truth.
That real hip hop.
Untouchable like Bruce Lee. Fuck it, I'm going off the juice. Gotta smoke a blunt, break like Babe Ruth. NYC, rep it all day, B.
All day.
Down in ACL, collar par zone 3.
What?
Old school, new school, I'm a mixed breed.
Yep.
Peter Piper, Run DMC. 2011 for the OGs. Rest in peace, Jam Master J. Rockstar status like Walk This Way.
When
I'm not Aerosmith, so arrogant. Get so house, y'all wanna challenge me.